we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panhandling. At the piano is Matthew Scott, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello again and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. This week we can promise you another close contest from two teams who compliment one another and insult the audience. Pembroke Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. Bill Tidy and Barry Cryer on my left. Not forgetting, of course, the lady who'll keep you abreast of the score, Samantha.
I could limp the length of her.
We're going to start with a round called Straight Face. In this round, the aim is not to amuse the audience. Each panelist in turn says a word, and the first one who gets a laugh from the studio audience is disqualified. The remaining three then continue the game in rotation until only one survives, and to that one I award as many points as our budget this week allows. And we're going to start with you, Willie Rushton.
Limp. No, that was recording. Canned applause doesn't count, does it, Humphrey?
No, it doesn't. No. I didn't hear any anyway. Bill?
Soil.
Goat.
Gusset.
Yeah, Barry, sorry about that. You're out of this one now. Oh. Willie Rushton, your turn again.
Pearl.
Bill?
Bullfight.
Snooker.
Hassock.
Sweat stain.
Yes, Bill?
You can't trust anybody, can you?
Yeah. It was only a titter, but it counts. Final between Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. Start off Tim, please.
Hemorrhoids.
Come on. That was suicide.
Weird way to do it.
So let's have an enormous ovation.
This is the best you've done all evening.
We've only just started.
Let's have a huge ovation for our winner in that round, Matthew Scott. And this is the point where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals, whom they'll have to announce later on in the programme. And this week, we've had a suggestion from a listener, which arrived in a plain buff envelope marked Seed Catalogue, and it's late arrivals at the photographer's ball. Late arrivals at the photographer's ball. So start thinking now. Here's a round called Mad Wriggle, I'm afraid. It's a musical round in which each team will give us a folk song on a specified subject. Tim and Willie, I'd like you to give Bill and Barry the subject for their folk song, please.
The Lay of the Waterbed.
Excellent. Suffolk. What key? You go first.
I knew a lovely maiden once whose name was Lily Bear. She had a gentle rural charm and quite disgusting breath. She lay upon her waterbed with a village idiot, Seth. And she turned the electric blanket on and poached them both to death.
Yeah, I think I can give you 6 points for that. Now, Bill and Barry, will you give Tim and Willie their subject?
The Ballad of British Telecom.
As I were walking out one day, I passed a telephone box.
Thanks, Willie. I'm happy to say that it was full of Miss Samantha Fox.
Oh. I offered to insert 10p. A lovely thing to do.
She handed me a hand grenade and whispered, "It's for you."
Well, the audience response clearly makes you the winners, Tim and Willie, on that.
Any man who can sing after passing a telephone box, I admire enormously.
Now, at Timbrook Taylor's request, we carry on with the ad-lib poem.
Oh.
I'm going to give someone the first line of a poem, and they continue until I buzz them, like that, and the next person continues, and we carry on like that until we reach an artistic conclusion, which is seldom. Here's your opening line, Timbrook Taylor. Old King Cole was a merry old soul. He had 10,000 men.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul. He had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill, and he marched them down again. Oh. When they were up, they were up. When they were down, they were down. But when they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor in Aberystwyth. Oh, no. They were neither up nor down. However, old King Coley had a pipe through which he smoked. That's the furthest I've got on any poem, isn't it?
He liked...
Carry on, Barry.
He liked a bit of rough old shag. Tobacco. And as he smoked, he joked. Ha, 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 he said. Ho, ho, and he, he.
Ha, 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 again he went. And then he thought, tea, tea. What shall I have? Perhaps a maid. And so he pulled the gong. Hey, don't you? So he banged his gong.
He pulled the maid, but banged.
Banged the gong.
And on reflection, realizing that pulling the gong was wrong, he said to himself in a loud, clear voice, "So long have I a king been, I think a nice change would be if I could be a queen."
Now we have a round which is called Backwards. And this, for lack of a better description, is a music round. Just before the programme, both teams have secretly recorded a song, and we're going to play it backwards now, and their opponents have to guess what it is. The correct answer will go up on our computerised board here in the studio.
He's lost the Clive Sinclair chalk.
For those of you at home, here's our mystery voice, and you get an extra point if you can guess who it is.
She loves you. She loves you.
Okay. Now, Tim and Willie, will you... let's hear your song sung backwards.
It's number one in Leningrad.
For the firing squad. At first I thought it was "Never Ride Your Bicycle on a Greasy Road." Was it Beatlish? Beetle?
Yeah. That sort of area.
Could it have been "She Loves You, Da, Da, Da"?
Ya, ya.
You're right, Bill.
Barry and Bill, we're going to hear your song now. Barry and Bill's song's going up on the board, and here, through the mystery voice, "Is It For You at Home?"
As time goes by, as time goes by.
Right. Here's Barry and Bill singing their song backwards.
Sicker,
and cocktails for two.
If I could work out what twisty arse I was back then, I'd play him the whole thing.
From a medical dictionary. Knees up, Mother Brown. No.
You give him a clue?
Yeah.
It was up tempo. Not usually sung as quickly as that.
Oh. Obviously a very slow song. So
I'll give you a clue. Mary Whitehouse in Spain.
Oh, Killjoy was here.
Casa Bianco.
I'll give you one further clue myself, because you're still quite a way off. It was a song which, in a movie, prompted Jupmer Tragob to say, Ilapti Nega Mass.
Oh, he didn't say that.
I didn't.
He said, I told you never to play that song again, Sam. He didn't say play it again.
He said, play it, Sam.
You must remember you.
And Tim,
as
and
time
Willie
goes by, that's the one.
Yes, it? And you win that round.
With a clue. With a clue.
You win that round by 17 seconds.
Oh, thanks.
We have a round now called I'm Sorry I Haven't a Cluedo. I shall ask each of our panel... You all know the rules. I'm going to ask each of our panelists for their accusations. And we'll start with you, Bill Tidy.
I suggest the murder was committed by Sir Eric Soyle with a garden fork in the orangery.
Right. Tim Brooke Taylor.
I suggest the murder was committed by Max Bygraves in a recording studio with a deck of cards. But I'd like to accuse now, but I won't at this moment.
An easy mistake to make. I know for a fact the murder was committed by Henry Kelly immediately after he'd undergone a charisma bypass operation. Who stunned the victim by merely talking to him.
Joan Collins did it.
Oh, come on.
In the conservatory with the last of the Red Hot Pokers. In my view.
That would explain the high eyebrows.
Well, as you all know, we decide on this game by looking at the three cards in the box.
Yes.
Now we're going to play a game called Smuggling. In this game, the teams will take it in turns to be smugglers or customs officers. Team members try to smuggle illicit objects through by concealing them in longer words or phrases, and the customs officers can challenge at any time. The winners will get 10 points and the losers 10 years. Now, Barry and Bill to go first, and your objects to smuggle through are all types of kitchen equipment.
Gosh, Barry, this is a busy kitchen. Is that Emil coming in? And did he cough? It's a cough, Emil.
Move on. Onward, onward.
I think he's also Buzz. Got cough and hiccups. Coffee cups.
Challenge
Calling
Tim.
Bill.
Coffee mill.
Okay, there's one point there to Tim. Carry on then, please.
Well, I've got innocuous items. I've got a book which was loaned to me by my old mate Ken Wood, who is a good mixer. Edam, oh, you spotted it.
Come on, Barry, is that Liza? Liza's coming in for breakfast. Would you like some eggs, Liza? There's talk in the kitchen that Nathaniel is involved in the marriage thing, you know, that she's going to marinate very soon. Also, I thought she's a very modest girl, a self-effacing flower, really.
This kitchen.
I think we have
a challenge from Willie.
Cellar effacing, I think, is very good.
Depressed by the weather, I've just sent a message home, hard raining, bored. And
a plane girl.
A challenge from Tim.
I just saw it now. Microwave oven.
You're in league with the devil.
I'll also put in draining board while I'm about it.
Picture of a primate who lives in mountain areas. It's picture of a high-level gorilla. Tim?
Primate, it's the Archbishop of Canterbury who happens to be in their kitchen at the moment.
Yes.
Right. Well, it's not nice to knock Liza. She is grotesquely plain, Barry. And yes. I think her mama laid an egg when she was born. Yes.
Oh, that's brill. Oh, pad and pencil. I mustn't forget that.
And is that Herb, Basil and Rosemary just come in?
I must Barry, remember... Would it be impertinent on me to ask, how much longer are you going on?
Till the will to live runs out.
You've got a score of four there.
Well, shall we declare?
We declare. Hurt.
Right. Now, Tim and Willie, your objects which you've got to smuggle through are musical instruments. Will you start now, please?
Violin.
Not yet.
Not yet. However.
The Tibetan not yet.
Well-known nose flute.
I'm just going to clear my guitar. Now, customs office, a good customs...
Clear, Welsh harp.
Thank you for bringing the harp through.
That's clavier of you.
Clavier?
It's no small word, sir. You were sent down for robbery with violin.
Oh, I think we let that pass, shall we?
Let's carry on, Tim, quickly.
You're accusing me of being a liar. No.
Who's that?
We're allowed to get one out. The Virgin Orsons.
Yes.
Go on, Willie.
Cello there, I say.
Ah!
Come back to my drum and let us have sex.
challenge from... Bill got him first.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be a lettuce. Ancient musical lettuce.
French lettuce.
Another plug.
This looks like a sack, but if you look closely, you'll see it's a trombone. Oh, what a good
one. Oh, what a... That is not a trombone, that is my protuberance.
I'm dressed like...
Johnson Bill.
Can I withdraw my...
Bill?
Not without a local anaesthetic.
I'm dressed with this beret and striped jersey so the French won't go court anglais, is passing by. And,
We went by P&O, then flew to Bali.
By way of fife.
May I flute, please?
I have a drum in five.
Well, Tim and Willie have edged into the lead in that round. And while somebody goes...
Edged. It's an edged.
Yes,
Joe was hell on holiday. We always had to ban Joe from the bar. He was having such a good time with our moniker. Anyway.
Too late.
While somebody goes...
Well, you didn't allow us to say anything earlier.
While somebody rings up to ask them to postpone the news, we're going to now carry on with a game called Sounds Peculiar. I'm going to play in a few bizarre sound effects, and I want you to tell me what you think they are, teams. We're going to start with you, Tim. Here's your sound effect.
Ah, yes, this is a good Australian annual event. Last Night of the Poms. I think...
Okay, Bill, here's a sound effect for you.
That's an exciting holiday sound. It's King Kong attacking Blackpool Tower and trying to get the Hammond organ inside Reginald Dixon.
Okay, Willie Rushton, here's one for you.
I think that's Toya Wilcox trying to be the sweetheart of the forces in World War III.
Or Millwall playing away.
Let's have one for Barry then.
That's Wogan three times a week.
I have to tell you, listening at home, that in the middle of that sound effect, our scorer Samantha went bright red, leant across to me and said, "My God, when did they record that?" Okay, Tim, here's another sound effect for you.
Yes, I think I've heard this before. It's Evel Knievel attempting to clear the Grand Canyon in a Sinclair C5.
Incidentally, have any of you had your free ones yet?
Mine hasn't arrived.
They're at the door, aren't they, as you go out? Please take one. There's a bucket.
Bill Tidy, here's a sound effect for you.
I think that's the most obvious one of the lot. That's a papal visit to Bolton International Airport.
I think it's worth hearing that one again, because it was incredibly accurate. We've got time for two more. Willie, here's another one for you.
Since its takeover by the Egyptians, that is the new look sound of Harrod's dialer breather service.
And finally, one more for you, Barry Cryer.
Elizabeth Taylor tries again.
And we go on now to the point where I ask the teams to announce the late arrivals for the photographer's ball.
Mama Ratsy and her husband Paparazzi.
Would you cover your eyes, ladies? Because in the corner we have the allegedly well-developed Matt Print, who is exposing himself with a quick flash. But I'm positive his enlargements are getting negative results.
Jack and Nori.
Tim gets 5 points for the biggest laugh so far. Mostly from him, but... Carry on.
Will you please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Telephotocephalus and their son Kodak.
And those old chums, Len Scap and Ed Cutoff.
Here come the Slades, known as the appallingly boring holiday Slades.
Mr. and Mrs. Atchacamera and their daughter, Minnie Atchacamera.
Like her?
Mr. and Mrs. Zebedee and their son, What's Zebedee?
Mr. and Mrs. at the camera and their son Luke at the camera.
What's the weather like outside? Is the snow done?
The Leroids and their daughter Paul.
There's Sam body moved.
Male stripper flash being wallop.
Mr. and Mrs. Croom and their father Dar Croom.
There's the wine waiter Ditton. Can we have the wine, Ditton?
For the cabaret, I'm using some very early photographs of Winds, the black and white minstrel show.
Singing Someday My Prince Will Come. Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Danglelens. And their daughter Yvonne, whose invitation just says, why Danglelens?
Ever the optimist, this is where I say join us again next week. Goodbye from all of us.
Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke Taylor, Willie Rushton and Bill Tidy were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Matthew Scott setting some of them for music. The program was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.